Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to discuss, should you use pop-ups on your website?
Yeah, this is a topic that you see come up a lot in different various web design groups and so forth, because a lot of people will say, oh, I hate pop-ups. I would never use pop-ups. But at the end of the day, pop-ups work. Otherwise, you wouldn't see, you know, marketers and big companies using them all across the internet. You know, they're effective and they get results. They get conversions. And so I guess the short answer for should I use pop-ups on my website is it depends. It depends on what the goal of the website, and then even more granular than that, it depends on what the goal of that page is, because not every page on the website is going to have the same goal.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm one that personally dislikes pop-ups, especially if I've already subscribed to, you know, their newsletter or whatever the pop-up is about. I think it should be logical enough to know, hey, this is David. He has already subscribed to our list. We shouldn't pop up and show him this every time he comes to our website. But that's the case, E.T. Nick Roach. But you know what? It works. I agree with Tim. People would not be doing it. I know from our own experience, we have started to do some, you know, marketing with pop-ups and stuff in the past few months, and I hate to say it, but they do really well. They've converted quite a bit for our products and stuff sales wise. So I don't use them so much for email list acquisition, but maybe I should. You know, maybe Tim, you'll want to talk about email list pop-ups and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have, using the Elegant Themes Bloom plugin, I have some pop-ups that go off on my website to subscribe to my email list. And I put it on there when I launched, and I haven't really tweaked it since, which if you're into marketing and you listen to a lot of the marketing gurus like David and I do, that's not good practice. You know, you don't want to just set it and forget it with some of those things. You want to look at the stats, look how ways that you can improve and so forth. And so I dug into the numbers about a week ago and looked at, you know, how many people were coming to through my list. And it actually surprised me, because I figured I wasn't really getting anyone, because I have other ways of acquiring email addresses through content upgrades and, you know, through people that buy my products and so forth. But surprisingly, it's done pretty well. I have one on the general blog page as well as on the blog post itself. And I can't remember the numbers, but I think it was like somewhere around like 3%, which is for conversions is pretty high. And so, you know, it was a decent amount of people coming through and subscribing to my email list, which, you know, wouldn't be on my email list otherwise. And so, yeah, it's definitely can be effective. I think timing it right is definitely a key factor. Another thing with pop-ups that can be highly effective is exit intent. And so exit intent is where when the mouse leaves the screen, so the user is intending to leave the page, whether to click the back button or go to a different page or to click the X, the close window, that's when you trigger the pop-up. And so exit intent can be really effective, because it's kind of like that last, you know, Hail Mary to try to get them to subscribe, to buy, you know, whatever the goal is. And so, shameless plug here, I have a plugin for Divi users called Divi Overlays that has exit intent built in. One thing I do want to say, though, because I get this question a lot, when it comes to pop-ups, people think that if you have pop-ups on mobile, you're going to get banned from Google, and, you know, it's the worst thing in the world. I get that question all the time, having a pop-up plugin. And that's not exactly true. Google does frown against certain types of pop-ups on mobile, but what they're trying to get people not to do is when a user first lands on the page from the search engine and then all of a sudden is bombarded with a pop-up that takes over the page and blocks the content, and it's, you know, difficult for them to get out of. That's what Google is trying to get people not to do. So if you have a pop-up that triggers once they get to the bottom of the page, if it's a blog post or, you know, it's timed after, you know, 30 seconds on the page. That doesn't matter if it's mobile or desktop. You won't get penalized because the user is, you know, taking interest in your content, and it's not right when they land on the page. And so it's those, you know, bounce rates that Google is trying to get away from. They're sending traffic to someone and someone is doing a pop-up that's getting people to hit that back button. That's what Google doesn't like.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we have recently started using a plugin called Ahoy, which is geared towards e-commerce solutions. And I really like it a lot. I mean, the metrics, the conversions that it's done for us, it has exit intent. It has a lot more conditional logic built in. Does Divio Relays have conditional logic? It doesn't. Does it, Tim?
It has different automatic triggers, but it doesn't have the conditional logic like you're talking about.
Well, Tim, you gave some great points there about exit intent. We talked about pop-ups for converting sales and email acquisition and stuff. And as you stated in the very beginning of the podcast, it really depends on what the goal of the website and the page is. Tomorrow, we've got a great topic for you. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.